Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Australia has one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the world, and statistics show that this disease affects more men than women, with two-thirds of Australians who die from skin cancer being men. Joining us today to discuss all about skin cancer and how we can check our own skin is Melissa Ledger, Cancer Prevention and Research Director from the Cancer Council WA. Welcome, Melissa, and thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Melissa, what exactly is skin cancer?
So, skin cancer occurs when skin cells are damaged, and we know mostly that damage is a result of overexposure to UV radiation. So, the UV damages our skin cells or the DNA inside the skin cells, and most people probably know that cancer is that uncontrolled growth of cells. So that uncontrolled growth is seen in the skin cells. So that's sort of a really quick basic rundown on what skin cancer is. There's two types, and people are probably really familiar with the types of skin cancer. We've got non-melanoma skin cancer, and in that category we've got squamous cell carcinoma and basal cell carcinoma, sort of often called SCC and BCC. So they're probably names that people are familiar with hearing. And then, of course, there's the melanoma skin cancer, which is a lot more serious than those non-melanoma skin cancers because it does have that ability, like other cancer types, to spread to other parts of the body.
And Melissa, as I just said a bit earlier, two-thirds of Australians who die from skin cancer are men. So why are men at more risk of developing skin cancer than women?
Yeah, look, it's really interesting, and there's a few possible reasons for it. Some of them we don't fully understand. So we know that men have different behaviour to women, so they may be more likely to work outdoors, and they are more likely to participate in sports and outdoor sports as well than women. So they have more exposure to UV radiation as part of their work and leisure activities potentially than women do. We know that they're also less likely to use sun protection. So women are much more likely to use sun hats and sunscreen than men are. So men are putting themselves at risk potentially by not being as sun smart as we'd love them to be. And more recently, we've sort of heard a bit more about a biological element, which is really interesting, and we're keen to find out a bit more about this one ourselves, and that's that men often have thicker skin with less fat underneath, which makes them a bit more susceptible to damage from UV radiation than women would be. So that's sort of one of the other theories as well. So it all sort of builds a bit of a picture that men do seem to be at increased risk. They may not have the same sun smart behaviours, so we're seeing more skin cancers in men than we are in women. So, you know, really our tip is to those blokes out there just to remember to be sun smart, wearing hats, sunnies, sunscreen, keep them handy.
I think it's really interesting what you said. Of course, there's that social factor of, I guess, women are more likely to wear sunscreen over men, but I had no idea about the sort of biological aspect of it as well. So, Melissa, the statistics for skin cancer are significantly high in Australia. Just how preventable is skin cancer?
Well, that's where the really good news is. It's almost entirely preventable. We know almost all skin cancers are a result of overexposure to UV radiation. So around about 99% of those non-melanoma skin cancers I mentioned, and around about 95% of melanomas are caused by this overexposure to UV radiation. So we talk a lot about when the UV is over 3, that we ask people to take sun smart action, and that's preventing themselves and their skin in 5 ways. So I think most people are familiar with the slip, slop, slap, seep and slide message that we have. And it's about wearing, slipping on protective clothing like a longer sleeve shirt, slapping on a hat, slopping on sunscreen, sliding on sunnies and sitting in the shade or seeking shade during that time when UV is over 3.
As you were just saying, that slip, slop, slap, or the no hat, no play, millennials and younger generations will probably recall these phrases, probably echoed throughout their childhood. In saying that, has skin cancer statistics changed over the decades?
Yeah, look, they really have. And it's really interesting when you look at the statistics. I love looking at graphs over the last 10 or 20 years. We're really, really fortunate in Australia, and especially Western Australia. We've had a fantastic Fund Smart campaign on our TVs for a number of years. And that has an enormous impact on people's behaviours. When the ads are on, we know people are more Fund Smart. When the ads are off air, people are less Fund Smart with their behaviours. So we're really asking people, to be Fund Smart. But we, as you mentioned, schools, you know, that's been a long-term program for Cancer Council as well. And so we've seen a significant decrease in melanoma rates in people under 40. We've seen almost a halving of melanomas in WA over that sort of the last 20 years or so, which is really remarkable. And that's a result of the campaigns and the school programs that you mentioned, that they've got policies and practices that protect young people. Having said that, though, young people, melanoma is still a really common cancer for people aged 15 to 29. It's the most common cancer diagnosed in that age group. So there's still plenty for us to be doing. But the other thing that's really interesting, if we've got time to keep going about stats, you can tell I like it, is that we've got an ageing population, and I know we hear it a lot that we've got an ageing population, but it's quite a big group of people over the age of 50. And because skin cancer usually occurs in those over 50, as a result really of that cumulative UV damage, we do see those rates are still very high. So the rates are coming down, but the numbers are high because we've got a big population in that group. So it's a funny message to get across, but we know that people are also much better at checking their skin and finding skin cancer. So we've got a few things going on there too, that we do see increasing numbers of skin cancer in that older age group too.
For sure. I think I remember when I was younger, all the sort of posters around the school, slip, slop, slap, all this awareness about being sun smart has definitely stuck with me throughout my life, and I'm always making sure I'm wearing sunscreen. Melissa, I'm looking outside right now. It's a very sort of cool day. We've got clouds in the sky. We're in our autumn sort of months at the moment, and the weather is starting to cool down. Does sun protection matter around this time of year as well?
Such a great question. Today is such an unusual day. There's really heavy cloud cover for us for autumn, and UV is likely to be quite low today. But the weekend was the most amazing blue, clear sky days that we've had. But I know that UV was over 3 on those days of the weekend. So it was over 3 between probably 10 o'clock in the morning, about 10 o'clock in the morning on Monday, and still over 3 up until about 2:30. So when we talk about UV, it's quite different to heat, and I think that can be really confusing for people. It wasn't hot over the weekend, and certainly today it's not hot, but when we've got those days that are very clear or very light cloud cover, the UV going over 3 is still a concern, still the potential for overexposure to UV, and we'd still be asking people to be sun smart and carry out those 5 S's when UV is over 3 in autumn and in spring.
Melissa, when do you start recommending to people that they should start checking their skin?
So we would say around the age of 40, but that's not to say that, as I mentioned earlier, younger people don't get skin cancer. So we really need everyone to be aware of their skin and to check for any changes. But it's much more noticeable, and it becomes much more common in people over 40. So we do ask, as we get older, for people to be more vigilant. But especially those people that are at greater risk as well need to be a bit more aware as well. So people who work outdoors, for example, they may already have a personal history. They may have already had skin cancer themselves, or they may have a history of skin cancer in their family. We'd be asking them to also be checking their skin regularly as well. And the important thing is people are really good at finding things on their own skin. The idea of sort of checking every now and then, noticing anything that's changed, it might be a heel that's not, a sore that's not healing, or a new spot or a change in an existing spot, all of those things, we're really good at picking them up. And it's just so important then, once you've noticed it, to get yourself along to your general practitioner, your doctor, your Aboriginal health worker, your health professional, to really to check in and have it looked at professionally as soon as you can.
So keeping a track of changes to our own skin, checking out any moles, anything like that, if we do sort of find a spot on our skin that we are kind of concerned about, can you take us through what the process is like and what people should expect?
So if you find something that you're concerned about, you do need to go to your doctor, your GP, as I mentioned. They will examine your skin for you. So you really need to strip down to your underwear for that to happen. So that's important that people understand that. And they will have a look at all of your skin as well, generally speaking. If you've gone with something that's a concern and they're concerned about it and think it might be skin cancer, they'd like to have a look. But if you go with a specific spot, they would want to have a good look at that. They'll have a look at it under some magnifying glasses, that they'll have special tools to have a look at that. And they might want to take a biopsy, and depending on what they are concerned about, if they think it's a melanoma, then they'll take a big wide biopsy. And depending on the other type, if they think it might be a BCC or an SCC, they might take a different type of biopsy. So that then is a piece of skin or a piece of the spot or mole of change in the skin that you're worried about. That then gets sent off to be looked at under a microscope and determined what is it that's there, so that the treatment can be made appropriately. So usually that gets sent off to the pathology laboratory and reports come back to the GP to advise them what it was, so they can then plan treatment.
So, Melissa, for any of our listeners out there who are listening at the moment and are listening to what you're saying and maybe have something on their skin or a mole that they're wanting to check out, where can they go for further information and research?
Yep, so we've got a great website that's got lots of information called MyUV, and that gives some information on what to look for, how to identify changes in your skin, changing spots in size, shape, colour, new or different spots to look around there. So our website has got some great information. Certainly our 13 11 20 number, we have wonderful trained nurses and staff on the line who can answer many questions for people who are concerned about a spot or have been diagnosed with skin cancer or any type of cancer for that matter, to talk about anything, any information that they'd like to talk about, we're there. And also, of course, your GP, your general practitioner, can talk to you about skin cancer. They might even refer you, if you have gone with a change and a spot that they're concerned about, they might refer you off to a skin cancer specialist as well.
Thank you so much for joining us on Fitter Happier today, Melissa. We appreciate your time. I've learnt lots about skin cancer and, of course, checking my own skin as well, and I'm sure our listeners have as well.
That's so great. Thanks for having us today.
Thank you. That was WA's Cancer Prevention and Research Director, Melissa Ledger, chatting with us about skin cancer and how we can check our skin. For more information, as Melissa said, you can check out the MyUV website or the Cancer Council WA website. That's cancerwa.asn.au or healthywa.wa.gov.au.